and appointed by God to preach and teach and carry his word. And that's what she's been doing faithfully since God called her into the preaching ministry. We know that she can preach, and we know she will preach. She's the wife of Brother Garland Stevenson, who's a member of First Baptist Severn, but he is singing with us today. And while I'm on that topic, we've got many, many members of First Baptist Severn here supporting her, so we want to just welcome them. They always come out in big numbers to support her when she preaches, and hello to your pastor for me as well. So let us open our hearts and open our minds in that sense to receive the word. And if you are open to hearing from the Lord today, you will get a word, and there's going to be something in there for you. So without further ado, after the choir gives us another selection, you will hear the voice of Reverend Gloria Stevenson on this afternoon. Amen? Amen.
In the Bible days, she had been sick so very long. But she heard my Jesus was passing by, so she jumped together and thrown. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, "What are you trying to do?" She said, "If I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Lord, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." Said, "If I just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole." No, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicines would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh Lord, oh, oh, oh Lord, oh Lord." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole." And oh, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicines would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." She said, "It was I who just wanna touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." Said, "If I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole." She stood there crying, "No, Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord." Said, "If I could just here will you come. I know I'll be made whole right now.
Amen. Amen. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. Don't have to touch the whole thing, but just the hem. To know that he has that much power in the hem of his garment. Thank you. Thank you, God. You get an extra sandwich in your lunch next week. God be all of the glory. I come to you this morning just as humble as I know how, and I want to thank God, first of all, for allowing me to be able to stand here one more time. I thank my pastor for giving me the opportunity to stand where he stands every Sunday. I thank our First Lady for being obedient to help me out. I also want to thank my sisters in Christ, who's one here and one's babysitting on that, Nana, and to my other brothers and sisters in Christ that's here. I know I'm going to get some amens this morning. I thank, again, my husband for being here supporting me. I thank my extended family for coming and showing up and accepting and say, we got your back. Amen? Amen. Amen. It's a wonderful day. It's an awesome day. It's a glorious day because God has looked beyond our faults. And he looked at our needs. And he said, I'm going to give them one more chance to come out and get it right. So we're not going to take that lightly. Amen? Amen. I promise I'm not going to be before you long because they got watermelon back there. And I'm a sister and I love me some watermelon. Amen? Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, or you could just write these down and read them when you get home, there is four scriptures. The first one is Philippians 1 and 6. And it simply says, being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The next one is 1 John 3 and 2. And it says, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The third one is 1 John 4 and 4. And it simply says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the last one, I love it, this is mine. Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Father God, in your precious Son, Jesus' name, I come first of all just to say thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning with your finger of love, allowing us to come to your house of worship one more time. Lord God, as I stand here, I ask you to remove me out of the way. Empty me out and fill me with what you would have me to pour out unto the listening ears and the open hearts. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for him dying and shedding his precious blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Holy Spirit, I ask you to anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Let your spirit run like water. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, when I've taken my seat, I've done what you asked me to do. And you can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to just use a little simple subject this morning. Lord, please take me in. Lord, please take me in. You see, this being the last Sunday in July and the last Sunday for the Senior Citizens Month, I want to leave something with you to remember. When you look around and you see all of these senior citizens, and as Reverend Horsley called them, the senior saints. See, they didn't get here because of who they are. They didn't get here because they have cute little dimples, pretty hair, and a nice smile. See, they had to go through some things. They had to see, hear, and experience some things. They had to endure some things. They had to learn not to lean onto their own understanding, and they had to give up some things. As we look at them, they are examples for us. No, they have not been perfect. They have not always been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They haven't crossed all the T's, and they haven't dotted all the I's. Yes, they have some skeletons in their closet. Yes, they got some junk in their trunk, but they learn from their mistakes. And just like someone is doing for you and I, somebody prayed for them. The word tells us that your years are 70, and if by reason of strength, they be 80. That tells me that God is a good God, and he is a promise keeper, and he has a purpose for all of us. See, we need to take time to allow these saints to share their wisdom, their knowledge, and their experience, because, see, they've been there, and they've done that. They can tell you how to avoid some pitfalls, some heartaches, some headaches, and a whole lot of pain and suffering. See, when you realize that you are a sinner, when you come to grips that it's not about you, when you understand you are the creation and not the creator, when the light finally comes on and you realize that all that you have is just on loan to you, it doesn't belong to you. God just allowed you to use it. When you come to understand that you are like a bubble on the water, you can be replaced. And things can and will go on without you. When you understand that things are the way that they are, it's because you have left out the most important person in your life. You see, it's not about me, myself, and I. See, when you will not hear God, when you will not fear God, when you will not seek God, when you will not obey God, your life is falling apart. The senior saints will tell you, stop running. It's time to find some joy, some peace, some happiness, and it's time to find a man called Jesus. See, if you don't know him by now, it's time to get to know him. It's time to pack up all of that junk that you've been carrying, all those monkeys that you had on your back, and head for the cross. See, I want to paint a picture for you this morning. Excuse me for just a second. You see, I packed my trunk. Don't look at my trunk. It's heavy. It's got a lot of stuff in here. But I'm here to tell you, some of you got a larger trunk than this. And you got more stuff than I got in my trunk. But I just want you to bear with me for just a moment. Just a moment. Woo, I'm here to tell you. And in this bag, let me see what I got. I got some monkeys in this bag. Reverend Horsley, would you put that monkey on my back? Another one up. Got some monkeys on my back. You see, Reverend Halsted didn't put these monkeys on my back. The world didn't put these monkeys on my back. I put these monkeys myself. See, I don't mean to rush this morning, but see, I can't talk with you right now. See, I would love to catch up on the latest gossip. You see, I would love to spend time with Reverend Lee, and we share a cold Pepsi. But you see, I don't have time for that. Reverend Jones. See, I got somewhere to be. I can't waste no more time. See, I'm running for my life. Reverend Phillips, you see, I've already wasted too much time, my sister. See, I got someplace I got to go. Reverend Horst, I appreciate your word that you bring every Sunday, but see, I need more than you can give to me. Choir, I love them hymns, but a hymn ain't gonna save me. See, I love my husband, but he can't save me. I know my children love me, but they can't save me. See, I need the mighty hand of God to work on me, to fix my heart and fix my mind. See, I know that you think that I got it all together because of what you see on the outside. See, on the outside, I display what the world wants to see. See, the world loves a winner, but they tolerate a loser. See, we got a whole lot of faces. We got a face for everything. See, I got a work face. I got a shopping face. I got a home face. I got a community face. I got a Friday night face. I got a party face. And oh yeah, I got a church face. My insides is crumbling and falling apart from all of the weight of the world. And I find myself sounding like Marvin Gaye said, "What's going on?" That's when I try to fix it myself. Now, my husband sings a song. Now, I'm not going to sing for you because I can't sing. But the song he says, "I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be all that I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life sinking sand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. You see, I thought of myself as a mighty, mighty big man. And that's why I'm in the fix that I am. And I found out I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Lord, I just want you to take me in." See, I tried the world's way. I tried to keep up with the Joneses. I got money in the bank. I got a 401k. I got great job, benefits, medical, dental, retirement. I got cars. I got a nice home. I got college education. I've traveled to other countries, to other cities. All of this, but something is missing. It's like a puzzle with a piece is missing. It can't be completed. You see, I get up in the morning. There is no joy. There is no happiness. I lay down at night to go to bed, and there is no rest. Lord, take me in. But if you would take time to talk with some of these senior saints, someone with gray hair, someone with wisdom, someone with a connection, someone with a relationship with God to tell you, yeah, you got all the material things. You're riding high, but you don't have the right thing. Sometimes you got to come down off your high horse and get down on your knees. The word tells us every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. You see, sometimes the best place to meet Jesus is on your knees. See, when you're on your knees, you will not and cannot stumble, and you will not fall. They would tell you that you have been looking for answers in all the wrong places. They would tell you, you're always in a hurry. Want a quick fix. But you can't hurry God. You need to sit down, stand still, seek, listen, and wait on the Lord. See, you are just like that rabbit. Can I tell you my story about the rabbit this morning? You see, the rabbit was teasing the turtle about how fast he was and how slow the turtle was. The turtle got tired of the put down. So the turtle challenged the rabbit to a race. The rabbit just laughed and teased the turtle even more. The race was set. They're at the starting line. Ready, get set, let's go. The rabbit takes off at full speed. The rabbit looks back and the poor turtle had just left the starting line. The rabbit got tired. He said, well, I'm so far ahead, I'm going to take me a nap under the tree. But the little turtle kept on going. He was tired, but he did not stop. As he pushed his way, he said, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired. And I'm weak and worn. The turtle cried out a little further. Lord, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where will I go? A little longer, the turtle said, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. After a while, Brother Rabbit woke up, not realizing how long he had slept. And he looked back down the road, and he looked up the road, and he didn't see the turtle, so he just started smiling. So he took off full speed again so he could get to the finish line and laugh at the little turtle once again. As he rounded the curve coming to the finish line, he looked up and he saw the turtle standing on the other side of the finish line. He was upset and couldn't understand how could this be. The turtle realized what the rabbit was thinking. And the turtle said, Brother Rabbit, let me tell you what happened. I made my request known to God. And God reminded me of three things, Brother Rabbit. See, on my way to the finish line, he reminded me that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong. But he that endured to the end. The second thing, after I crossed the finish line, he reminded me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Brother Rabbit, the third thing he told me, when I saw you coming, God reminded me that I can do all things. Through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. Lord, take me in. See, a senior saint told me that it's time for you to seek Jesus. You want it right now, but you can't hurry, God. No, you got to learn how to wait. See, senior saints told me that there is always room at the cross. See, you can't find him, my sister, where you've been hanging. You tried it your way, now try God's way. They told me to meet Jesus at the foot of the cross and for me to take all of my junk with me. So you see, I can't spend much time with this morning because I'm in a hurry to get to the foot of the cross. See, it's not easy because I've been dragging this junk around for a long time and I need to be set free. That senior saint asked me, well, are you sure that you got everything in your trunk? Well, I said, let me tell you what I got in this trunk. I got some troubles. I got some despair and some disappointments. I got a whole lot of frustration. I got some worries up in this trunk. I got stress, oppression in this trunk. I got some foolishness and a whole lot of pride in this trunk. Well, you got some, yes, Sister Saint, I got a whole lot of scars. I got some physical scars. I got some mental scars. And I got some whole lot of emotional scars. The sister said, you got a whole lot. I said, I ain't finished yet. I got some envy. And I got some jealousy. I got a whole lot of sickness that I've been going through in this trunk. I got some family problems, work problems, community problems. Oh, yeah, I got some church problems. I got financial problems. I got relationship problems. Well, Sister Saint, I'm going to keep this one. I got to hold on to this one for just a little while longer. I got to hold on to this anger because you don't know what they did to me. You don't know how they treated me. You don't know what they said to me. You don't know how they treated me when I was down and out. See, when I was down, they kept pushing me down further. When I tried to get up, they knocked me back down. They had my name up and down the street. They don't realize how many disappointments they took me through. See, I want to hold on to it because, see, one day, I'm going to get them. I'm going to fix them. I'm going to let them know everything that they done to me. But you see, Sister Saint said, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, my sister. See, the word tells us to be anxious for nothing. But everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God will pass all understanding. Shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. The sister saint said, give him praise. Give him honor and give him all the glory. She said, go over in Matthew and read what Jesus said. He said, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden. I will give you rest. I take the yoke upon me and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul. Sister Saint said, well, in the book of James, I want you to read that sometime. It teaches us to humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. See, God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. Remember, what God has for you is for you. You have nothing to fear, my sister, for God has not given you the spirit of fear. And once again, she said, God is greater healer, and he can, he shall, and he will supply all of your needs. And as far as your anger, let me tell you one more thing, sister. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. If you trust and believe in me, I'll make your enemies your footstool. Well, sister, I thank you. But I gotta get to the cross. I need the Lord to take me in. One more thing, sister. You see, I got some monkeys on my back. I got some monkeys on my back. I put them there myself. You're smiling, you're laughing, but I'm here to tell you all of us got some monkeys on our back. Even in the Bible days, they had monkeys on their back. What? King David had monkeys on his back. See, he liked to watch naked women on the rooftop. Noah had a monkey on his back. He was a drunk. Moses had a monkey on his back. He was a murderer. Elijah had a monkey on his back called fear, for he ran from Jezebel. Jacob had a monkey called a thief. He was scared he was going to get caught because he stole his brother's birthright. Cain had a monkey on his back, jealousy, because he killed his brother Abel. The woman at the well had a monkey on her back called love, because she was looking for love in all the wrong places until she found the right man at the well. You see, I got a lot of monkeys on my back. You see, there's alcohol and there's cigarettes, there's cocaine, there's marijuana, there's prostitution, pornography, there's gossiping, there's lying, there's stealing, there's cheating. That's just a few monkeys on my back. The senior saint said a monkey is something that you can't get rid of by yourself. But the word said that with God, all things are possible. He made all things. He knows all things. He sees all things. And he can do all things but fail. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how good this God is. Let me tell you how good Jesus is. You want to get rid of that junk in your trunk? You want to get rid of them monkeys on your back? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, you're going to the foot of the cross. When you get to that foot of the cross, I want you to look up. Because see, the man hanging on that cross, if he can walk on water, if he can turn water to wine, if he can heal the sick, if he can raise the dead, if he can give sight to the blind, if he can feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, if he can speak to the wind and the water and the waves and say, peace, be still. If he can leave heaven and come and walk among all kinds of men, if he can stand before Pilate in his judgment hall, be accused and whipped beyond recognition and never say a mumbling word, if he could allow them to lay him down, stretch him wide, put nails in his hands and feet and be lifted up so all men could be drawn unto him, if he can hang there from early in the morning to the afternoon, if he can look beyond your faults and see your needs, if he can cry out to his father and say, why hast thou forsaken me? If he could forgive a thief on the cross and promise him a home with him in paradise. If he could hang his head and give up the ghost. If he could be pierced in his side and out came water and his precious blood, that blood that would never lose its power. That soul-saving blood. And if he could be buried in a borrowed tomb and still get up early in the morning with all power in his hand, not just a little power, but he got up with all power in his hand. Don't you think that he can take care of your junk in the trunk? And don't you think he can get these monkeys off your back? I'm here to tell you, he died so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He died that we could have joy, peace. He died for you. He died for all these monkeys and all of this junk. That senior citizen got fooled herself, and she started singing because she was happy. She said, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout. Ain't nobody gonna put me out. You see, brother, there won't be no canes and walkers and wheelchairs. Let's be strong. There'll be no more shingles. There'll be no cancer. There'll be no more fear. There'll be no more disappointment. There'll be no more loneliness, no pain, no sorrow, no suffering. When I get to heaven, there won't be any more gray hair, No bursitis, rheumatiz, arthritis. No more doctor appointment. No more diagnosis, prognosis, x-ray. No more tests. No more medicine. No more COPD. No more sickness. No more financial problems. See, every day, it's gonna be Sunday. There won't be anybody there to put me down, push me down, try to turn me around. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout. Ain't nobody gonna put me out. I'm gonna walk around heaven all day. But in the meantime, while I'm still down here, I want you to know for the rest of my life, I'm gonna praise the Lord for the rest of my life. Yeah! You better get up on your feet and give God some praise for the rest of your life. You better make him number one. Yeah!
For the rest of my life, I'll serve you.
Hey.
For the rest of my life, I'll trust him.
Hey.
For the rest of my life, I'll serve. For the rest of my life, I'll trust him. He's been so good to me. Say yeah. Oh, for the rest of my life, I'll serve. For the rest of my life, I'll trust him. He's been so good to me. Say yeah. Oh, the rest of my life, I'll serve him. For the rest of my life, I'll trust him. Because he's been so good to me. Say yeah. Oh, I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. Yes, I'll serve the Lord for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Rest of my life. Rest of my life. For the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. For the rest of my life. Oh, I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, serve I. Anybody gonna serve? I'm gonna serve the Lord. Yes, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, anybody know him as a rock? Rock in a weary land. Anybody know him as food? Food in a starving land. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. You gotta put your hands together and have me serve the Lord. Good, good God. I'm gonna serve the Lord for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, for the rest of my life. Oh, I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. Anybody gonna say one bad say? I'll serve the Lord for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, for the rest of my life,
For the rest of my life, for the rest of my life.
Amen. 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 Lord, my Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me one more time to preach your word. Lord, I just want to make it in. Let me in.
Amen. To God.